Welcome to Daily Defining Moments. This is Pastor Allen, and I'm so glad you're with me. Our goal each day is to help you open your Bible and connect with Jesus. Remember, before I begin my day, God has something to say. We're reading through the New Testament portion of the One-Year Bible in the New Living Translation. Today is November 1st, and our reading comes from Hebrews chapter 3. Beginning in verse 3, the author says this: Jesus deserves far more glory than Moses, just as a person who builds a house deserves more praise than the house itself. So God is the builder, Moses is the house in that metaphor. Verse 4, for every house has a builder, but the one who built everything is God. Moses was certainly faithful in God's house as a servant. His work was an illustration of the truths God would reveal later. But Christ, as the Son, is in charge of God's entire house, and we are God's house if we keep our courage and remain confident in our hope in Christ. So basically, again, the author of Hebrews is saying, you've been trusting in Moses and the prophets, but Jesus is superior to Moses. Moses is the house. Jesus is the builder. So he's pointing us to Jesus. Again, he's trying to help his listeners to understand that faith in Christ is superior to what they're leaving behind. And then he says this, verse 7, this is why the Holy Spirit says today, when you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts, as Israel did when they rebelled, when they tested me in the wilderness. There, your ancestors tested and tried my patience, even though they saw many miracles for 40 years. So I was angry with them, and I said, their hearts always turn away from me. They refuse to do what I tell them. So in my anger, I took an oath, they will never enter my place of rest. And so they refuse. Remember in Numbers chapter 11, God brings Israel to the Jordan River. They're ready to cross over, but they get afraid. They refuse to go in, and they spend 40 years wandering in the wilderness until that generation died. Why? Because they didn't trust God. They didn't move forward in faith. And in the very same way, we're being invited to trust God, to follow Jesus, and to do it in faith. Now, I want to just highlight this idea. Listen again to what he says in verse 7. Today, when you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts. So one of the things that we're learning to do in this podcast is we're learning to open the Bible every day and allow the Word of God to speak to us. In fact, later on in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, the Bible says that the Word of God is living and active. It's sharper than any double-edged sword. It pierces into our hearts and souls. And we'll talk some more about that later. But what we're doing is we're opening the Word of God, and we're allowing the Word of God to read us. We're not just reading the Bible, we're letting it read us. We're allowing it to examine our hearts, examine our thinking, examine our relationship, examine our character, examine our worldview, our philosophy for life, the way we think about what life's all about. Examine all of these issues in our life. And what the author of Hebrews says here is when God's Word speaks to us, let's not harden our hearts. Let's not turn away in independence and unbelief. Let's trust God. What are we trusting? We're trusting that God is good, so that everything he tells us is motivated by his goodness, his love for us. So we're trusting that God's good. We're trusting that God is wise, that he's our creator, that he knows what is best. In this passage, again, God is the builder, we're the house. And so we're trusting that our creator is all wise and knows what is best, so we can trust in his goodness and in his wisdom. So if we follow him, you remember, we're following him into our best life, into abundant life, into a blessed life. In fact, I love John 10:10, where Jesus said, the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what the devil's trying to do in our life. He's trying to kill, steal, and destroy. He's trying to take our life. Jesus said, I have come. What a great promise. Listen, Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and life to the fullest, abundant life. Jesus came to give us abundant life, a rich and meaningful life. So we're trusting that he's good and he's wise. And as we follow him, even when we don't understand, even when we are afraid, when we follow him, he's leading us into our best life. So again, think about the story that the author of Hebrews is referencing here. When Israel came out of Egypt, they're going into the wilderness. Now, for 400 years, they've been slaves in Egypt. Now, they're going into the wilderness, and they don't have any tools for survival. They've been slaves, and there's 2 million of them. First, they've got to cross the Red Sea. How in the world are they going to do that? They're going to do it by faith. God is going to help them. And then they're going into a wilderness with 2 million people. How are they going to get water? How are they going to get food? Well, God supernaturally provided water from a rock. God brought manna every morning. God brought quail every evening. God took care of them. God defended them from their enemies. Supernaturally, for years and years and years, they saw the miracle of God. And the whole time, he was leading them to the promised land. I love that verse that says, God brought them out of Egypt in order to bring them in to the promised land. So he didn't just deliver them from Egypt into the wilderness. The wilderness was just a path to the promise. And listen, our wilderness, our place of struggle and suffering, that's not our destination. We're just passing through there. And in those places, God is building and strengthening, developing our character and transforming our life and preparing us for the promise, right? And so God took them through the wilderness and he was leading them into the promised land, into their best life. And in the very same way, when we, by faith, open our hearts to the Word of God and receive his instruction, and by faith we trust and follow him, even when we don't understand, even when in the moment it doesn't seem to make sense, we stand on God's Word, we walk by faith, and we believe and we begin to experience God is leading us into our best life. You know, I'm turning 50 years old this year. And the truth is, there have been many times when I look back on my life, many times when I found myself in a wilderness place and I was taking steps of faith to follow Jesus. And in that moment, I didn't understand. I couldn't see how it was working out. It was scary and uncertain. But I tried by God's grace to stand on the Word of God. And today, years later, I can look back and see the faithfulness of God. See how God was building his house. God was building my character. God was building my life. God was transforming. God was leading me into my best life. In fact, I can say today, when I review every area of my life, my marriage, my kids, ministry, my friends, just everything really about my life. The truth is, in every area, God has exceeded my expectations. Now, that doesn't mean it's always been easy. And it doesn't mean everything is easy today. I had the same kind of normal, everyday life struggles that you have. But what is also true is, as I follow Jesus, life is more meaningful. My relationships are richer. I live with greater purpose. I see and experience God constantly in my life. And that is available not just for preachers, but for everybody. That is the normal Christian life. What the author of Hebrews is saying is that's what God is inviting us into. So he's saying, listen, Jesus is superior to Moses. Let's let go of religion and ritual and laws, and let's open our hearts to Jesus and the Spirit of God, and the law of love. Let's walk with God. Let's follow Jesus and trust him to transform our lives from the inside out and to experience abundant life, true life. So listen, every day when we open the Word of God, let's not harden our hearts. Let's ask God to help us maintain a soft and receptive heart. Or as Jesus said, good and fertile soil so that the seed of God's word would take root in our hearts and produce a great harvest of righteousness so that all of us can say, despite our struggles, just like the Apostle Paul, just like the author of Hebrews, just like all of the apostles, we can say that despite our suffering, our struggles, our trials, we are experiencing abundant life. To live is Christ. Man, let's invite God through His Word to produce His best life in us. Let's not harden our hearts. Let's open our hearts to His Word. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you for this encouraging and challenging Word. I'm so grateful for the Word of God, the Bible. I'm so grateful that you spoke through prophets. And God, you gave us your word, the truth that we can build our life upon. And God, every day as we're opening your word together, I pray that we would not harden our hearts. There are things in the Bible that are hard to understand, hard to obey, that require faith. God, help us not to close our hearts to those things, but to keep our hearts open and soft and receptive to your word. God, let your word take root, deep root in our hearts and produce in us a harvest of righteousness for your glory and our blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for being with me. I hope that encourages you. Remember, before I begin my day, God has something to say. We'll see you again tomorrow.